The preachers who do teach end times never mention the fact that God will remarry Israel during the day of the Lord. This day is parallel to the day of Christ when Jesus fetches his bride. God retrieves his former wife and remarries her. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10 through 12. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 6 through 8. For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken, and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, says thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, says the Lord thy Redeemer. Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 through 20. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Before God recovers his remnant, he pours out his wrath of avenge what was done to Jesus Christ and those who were martyred for receiving Jesus Christ's offer of salvation.